Continuing on with Longpo Cha, Ajahn Chah's sharing about stillness and movement. These are his words from his unpublished biographic. One night, there was a festival in the village. Sometime after 11 o'clock, while I was doing walking practice, I began to feel rather strange, an unusual kind of calmness and ease. When I became weary from walking, I went into the small grass-roofed hut to sit and was taken by surprise. Suddenly, my mind desired tranquility so intensely that I could hardly cross my legs quickly enough. It just happened by itself. Almost immediately, the mind did indeed become peaceful. It felt firm and stable. It wasn't that I couldn't hear the sounds of merrymaking in the village. I could still hear them, but if I wished to, I could not hear them. It was strange. When I paid no attention to the sounds, there was silence. If I wanted to hear them, I could and felt no irritation. Within my mind, it was as if there were two objects standing there together with no connection between them. I saw the mind and its sense object established in different areas, like a kettle and a spittoon placed by a monk's seat. This ability to, when the mind becomes tranquil, when the mind becomes still, the seemingly automatic connection between the sense gates and our being aware of it becomes an object of choice. And he was just doing the same walking practice you were doing. In my own version of that, the first time something like that happened to me, I had just been in an interview with a teacher and on a three-month retreat. And I said to the teacher, I am having a hard time speaking. And he said, we don't have to speak. So we hardly said anything because I was starting to feel that same kind of calm and ease. And I said, so what do I do next? And he said, this was many decades ago now. He said, so just go ahead and do your walking practice. So it would not necessarily have been what I would have chosen, but I went down dutifully to the cloakroom, which is right next to the sitting hall at IMS, and started putting my shoes on. And by the time I sat down, there was no one to put the shoes on. I had lost any kind of merged identity with that. So I just sat there in the cloakroom. Eventually the sitting ended and all the people came out of the sit and stepped on my feet. I was in their way. The coats fell on me. I knew I was in people's way, but I also knew I wasn't hurting them. And so I sat there for a couple of hours in the cloakroom because there was no motivation to move. There was just stillness inside. The body was still, and the mind was still. Maybe it would have been more wise to go sit somewhere else, but the person that would have made those decisions wasn't there. There was not a person making those references, but he wasn't altogether gone either. So if I'd heard someone screaming for help, I would have been up in a second. I have total confidence of that. But I didn't examine it. I just was in that stillness and that as we get into that stillness, the more we feel it, the more we get to reconsider our assumed definition of who and what we are. And we start to realize that there's something much larger that we are. There's a kind of independence that's both more impersonal, but also when we're present for it, feels more personal maybe than the things that we ordinarily take as being so personal. It doesn't exactly feel like me or mine, but it feels harmonious. It feels harmonious. It feels true, true to experience, true to like, oh, yes, this is a basis. This is reliable. And the way that the passing wants of the ego, not so reliable for bringing a sense of well-being so often. So closing our eyes once again, if you're comfortable closing your eyes. If not, eyes down at a 45-degree angle, please. In this meditation, we're going to start with the body and then experience of the body, and then we'll go to breath. Very briefly, arrive at sitting practice. Just know you're here now. You don't have to think it all out this time. Just this clarity that I'm here, I have intention, and I have purpose. Or if it works better, you have purpose and intention. Purpose is your aspiration, what you're doing. Intention is how you take each step, just like in walking practice, what values you're bringing. I'm here to practice, to learn, to be open. Please acknowledge this for yourself. Please give yourself a certain respect. Feel what that respect is like. It's not based on how perfect you are. It's not how perfect we are at all, but rather the integrity that we're bringing to the moment of purpose and intention through mindfulness. I'm going to ask again, it's that important. Feeling your own integrity. You can be grumpy, you can be sore, you can go, oh, I don't like this, whatever it is, and yet you're here. The integrity is in the showing up with clear purpose and intent. In this moment, you have integrity. Integrity of purpose and intent feels like this. Believe it or not, much of your day can feel like this. This is the authority that presence gives. Others will feel it too. Even in difficult work situations. A third time, I ask, that's three times. Didn't have to always, but that was the thing. So connect to the felt sense. This is my request of you. You have chosen to be here doing this. You have an aspiration, and you have a moment-to-moment intention as to what is showing up. You don't have to have a lot of opinions about that or review, is this the right one or the wrong one? Just the felt sense of, yeah, I have an aspiration, and I'm intent this very moment. I'm bringing a set of values in this moment. And then feel what that feels like. Don't comment on it. Just feel it. Integrity feels like this. Integrity feels like this. Integrity of the moment, a cohesion, an authenticity, a connectedness of one moment to the next, in stillness and movement. We establish it in the stillness, and it goes with us in the movement. And now turning attention to the body, again, distinguishing between our views and opinions. Bring your attention to the lower half of the body, starting with the pelvic bowl and the buttocks. And feel the pelvic bowl, the bone of the pelvic bowl, that hardness, firmness. This is the earth element. Moving attention to the upper legs. Hard. Earth element, earth element. Feeling through the skin, feeling through the soft tissue to this firm hardness of these upper leg bones. Feeling the cartilage in the knees and then the lower leg bones, those two lower leg bones. Firm, hard, earth element, earth element. Feeling the ankles, the bones in the toes. Firm, hard, earth element, earth element, earth element. And now the same with the shoulder and those upper arm bones. Firm and heavy. Earth element. The elbows and the lower arm bones. Hard, hard. Earth element. Earth element. Sorry, wrists. Wrists. Hand bones. Finger bones. Firm, firm. Earth element. Earth element. And now, if you will, please, allow the earth element in the body to rest on Mother Earth. We call this gravity. Just let the bones rest through. Weight underside, it's referred to in the martial arts. Sitting in the bones, it's referred to in Zen. Earth element resting on earth. Let me feel the ease of breath in the lower belly. Or the way the breath moves the spine that you weren't able to do before. Or you may not feel any difference physically, but rather this aspect of body is so still. Just receive that stillness as an experience. The earth element in the body, so still. The body is still and still moving. This movement is the wind element manifesting in the body as what we call air or breath. Letting loose of the stillness, but using it as a base, the stillness of the earth element, move attention to the wind element at the nostrils or chest, wherever you follow. The knowing is just as still. But what's being known is moving. The separation that Ajahn Chah was describing begins right here. There's no one way that movement is known. Don't look for a particular getting it right way, but how you know there's movement. The movement can be steady, There can be pauses in the movement. The movement can even take a zigzag form. There's one version of the breath that I experience that I refer to as the dragon's tail. For the breath makes this very Z shape all the way from the perineum up. I feel like the whole body is being moved by this. You may have your version of the movement can be fast, slow, moving. If you start to get out of balance, meaning that the mind starts to chatter, drop into the earth element again, the earth element, and then come back to the, and yet the knowing, still, the mind is resting on it through its knowing. This capacity doesn't move. The arising moment of a consciousness moves towards that moment, but the capacity doesn't move at all. It is. It just is. It's just being. So calmness can be present with the activity of movement. You may feel the physiological change or you may not. You may feel a wave of relaxation pass through, a whole softening of the field or softening around the face may happen, or the nostrils become more strong, more alive. Suddenly you've got many more nerve endings that are receiving the breath at the nostril. Or the chest is soft and pliable. All of these different experiences may or may not arise. You're not looking for them. You're being present, and they present because you're present. Or there may be interruptions supported by the earth element and by the sense of the weight underside in the arms suddenly is there. You're very clear on that intention. Something. But just don't. But trust if you stay, this experience, it's just movement. So let the content be in the background and have the movement and establish the movement there. And then the stillness of the knowing of it. And then where you try to grab hold of it and make up a story about it. Of it separate, but you can notice if the mind has contentment and honor that commitment by staying with it. Whatever arises passes. Before the third bell rings, stay in stillness, watch stimulation pull you, and go, but go in stillness. In fact, at the end of the bell, for me, sometimes at the beginning of a retreat when I'm settling down, when the bell gives me a release permission, because now I know I can move when I want to, it's really easy not to move at all and to just stay in the stillness. Or if the body needs to move, to let the body move, but that knowing. Going to do another round of walking now with this. I said this was going to be experiential. How many people will not be here tomorrow? Show of hands. One, two, three. Okay, so why don't we're going to do the first. I will do all for a walking, a meeting group, a small group for everybody here over these 2 days. Why don't we start with you for the morning group this morning so that I can maybe affect your practice for the afternoon. So those of you who are leaving tomorrow, we'll be going up those stairs and up there, and there's a series of chairs, and I'd ask that you let me go up first, please. And then everyone else will do the walking practice, but there's a new wrinkle now in the walking practice. As you're walking, you're doing movement. I'm asking that you stop a third of the way and you're walking, or halfway and you go to stillness. You just stop and then start walking again. So how long do you stay stopped? At least three beats. But you may like that. You may just like there. And so you just stay there a little longer. Don't stand the whole time. We don't want you to get stoned. But it can move in this direction. And so and each time, so somewhere in your path, whether it's 6 steps or 20 steps, you stop and go into stillness. And then when you start walking again, encourage the knowing to stay still, so that you're feeling the stillness of knowing, as this movement is just of the body is just like the breath. The stillness is just there with it, but it's not like moving. It's not like that. It's just there. So that's the practice. And then it's standing at the end where you're again, you're standing, you're in stillness, turning now, you're turning in movement, you're feeling that, whoa, this is pretty trippy, this moving. And then standing again, still. And then with that, again, the stilling of the knowing, then walking again. This is experiential. You're just seeing what happens to you. You're discovering there's not a particular thing one has to deliver. One's being open to the experience. And again, we'll have about, let's see, let me calculate for a minute. I want to have, okay, so we will start at 12:05. So you have roughly 33 minutes, and that gives us about 25 minutes for the group upstairs. And if you're in the group that's coming upstairs, just come silently and take a chair. I'll be in the chair at the end of the room so I can see everybody.